Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda from the ABCs of KSLM Radio. And in studio joining me is Scott Guptill, who is the president of Capital Christian School, formerly known as Sunshine Daycare. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Scott Guptill, and I'm the current principal of Capital Christian School. What's so fun is this is my first year as the principal there, but I feel like I had a long history of getting ready for this particular moment. And I moved out here with my wife in 2011. We came out from Eastern Oregon, and it's just been a wild ride. My wife and I have 11 kids, and that has given us amazing opportunity to connect with so many different groups of people, friend groups. It seems like my oldest kids grow up, and then I still am doing t-ball and other things with my younger kids.
So yeah.
It's just such a blast. I actually ended up getting my bachelor's degree in history.
Okay.
Because I wanted to seek truth. I wanted to see how history connects together. And instead of having somebody else tell you what history was, mm-hmm. essentially, we get to research. Well, my inspiration was I could research and learn on my own. There's an Orwellian term that says, he who controls the past controls the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered a passion to be able to share what our past was so that other people won't be able to twist and tweak what the past was for their own agendas.
Absolutely.
So I ended up finally getting a master's degree at Lewis and Clark College in Portland area, and got it in educational leadership. And from that point, got my my administrative license, and ended up doing Dean of Students in Eastern Oregon. And now, I did my Dean of Students in Silverton, and now I am in Salem at Salem First Baptist Capital Christian School.
Okay, and you guys are kind of a branch off one another?
We are a direct ministry of Salem First Baptist.
Okay.
So what's amazing is we have the same doctrinal values as the church, and there are accountability as well.
I love that. I love that a lot. Okay, well, we're going to dive into more about Capital Christian School in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and joining me is Scott from the Capital Christian School. So let's dive into the history of the school.
Well, Capital Christian was formerly known as Sunshine Christian School and Daycare.
Okay.
We've been serving the Salem community area for over 30 years. In fact, some of our teachers have been there almost from the beginning. In fact, we have one of our teachers is being recognized with the Crystal Apple Awards. Mrs. Champagne has been there forever and is part of the tradition of Capital. But couple of years ago, we ended up changing the name from Sunshine Christian to Capital Christian because we were starting to expand into middle school. We really had a vision for growing the school. So in order to keep that tradition going, I mean, it's a little hard sometimes for a middle schooler to go, where do you go to school? I go to Sunshine Christian School. You know,
right.
Sunshine, how cute. S-O-N.
Yes.
Anyhow, we still have Sunshine Daycare. And that serves students actually of all ages.
Okay.
All the way up from our school, all the way up even to sixth grade for before school and after school services. But anyhow, one of the traditions that we've really focused on is establishing a worldview for these students. See, I feel like students are sponges. They absorb the environment that they're around.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're around a secular environment, they're going to develop a secular worldview.
Amen.
But there's something that becomes a problem when you try to apply a Christian faith to a secular worldview. It's water and oil. It doesn't mix.
Mm-hmm.
And what you get is a lot of confused Christians trying to understand why movies or media or things are telling them one message, but then they go to Sunday school or they're reading their Bible and it tells them a different story and they're trying to reconcile the two. So we focus on developing a Christian worldview. So from the students, as soon as they step foot, they have Bibles. We study the Bible. We have every day. And then every other week we have a chapel where we bring in one of our pastors and they deliver a message. And we really establish within these students the foundational components so that when they apply their Christian faith to a Christian worldview, they become happy, healthier adults.
Yeah.
They understand how to give an answer for the hope that is in them. Mm-hmm. So it's been a huge mission of the school. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, it is a direct ministry of Salem First Baptist. And I think that has been an amazing attribute and why we've had such longevity, because the oversight is from our pastoral team and from our deacon board. So when we want to make changes, we have to make sure that it aligns with the proper doctrine.
Yeah.
And in this time in our culture, there's a lot of different values that are being pushed right now. And I think we being able to build our school on a Christian worldview will stand the test of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So really quick, we only have about 15 seconds left. Do you guys have a website for our listeners to go
we
check
do.
Out?
We do. If you go to ccssalem.org, ccssalem.org, that'll get you to Capital Christian. Or you can just type in Capital Christian School Salem.
Awesome.
Top, top hit.
Perfect. All right. We'll be right back, you guys, about 30 minutes. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and joining me is Scott Guptill, the principal of Capital Christian School. What are your guys' values with teaching?
Well, we want every student to leave developing a Christian worldview. And with that, we see ourselves as partnering with parents to help them in raising their children as the way they should go.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, this is not something that we hold the cards. The parents have entrusted their students with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though every student that steps onto the campus was ordained by God to be there. There is a reason why that student, whether they're having custody trouble or whether they're having the perfect, you know, family setup, every single student is there for a reason. And with that reason, there's an intrinsic value that comes with them. So we really look at creating and helping to establish relationships with families. We've created opportunities, like we just had a basketball night with the Salem Capitals.
Oh,
and
fun.
Yep, we brought out our students to and families to that event. Earlier in the year, we had a skate night where the parents came out with the students and got to roller skate. Were no injuries. But nonetheless, we, and also I mentioned in the previous segment, we have our chapel every other week.
Oh,
and even
right.
with the chapel, we have a parent mingle to try to bring parents together so they can see face to face and create those long-term relationships.
Yeah.
Because developing a relationship creates memories for mm-hmm. the kids.
Yes, it does. I think bringing in the parents, like you said, that's huge.
Yeah. Well, anything that we do within the school, if the parents are not kept as the forefront, then we're missing the mark, because we're here to train the students. And if the parents have a different idea of what they want, then we're not fulfilling what the parents' needs are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great... Oh, I like that. My goodness.
So, yeah, our basic purpose is to... We have the excuse of teaching reading, writing, all of that, math, but we want to help develop strong Christian students that
yeah.
when they grow up, they're going to be strong Christian adults, which translates into a strong Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen is these kids will grow up when they look for spouses, when they look at establishing their families, instead of seeing the brokenness that they see in a lot of other places, they'll gravitate towards wanting to have something that is stable and that will last.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You guys will be right back. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Scott with the Capital Christian School. So what does your school have to offer? I know we talked about the church and different things.
Well, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Salem. We are downtown Salem at Salem First Baptist. People go, where is that located? I go, if you drive over the bridge to West Salem, you're driving right by us, Salem First Baptist.
Okay.
And we've been in that, the church has been in that location for over 130 years. It's
Whoa.
Incredible. It's the longest standing church that in the same location in the area.
That's cool.
So the church itself has a long history, but we offer preschool through sixth grade classes.
Mm-hmm.
So three-year-olds all the way up to sixth graders.
Okay.
And eventually, as we have parental support, I'd love to be able to grow further. and continue that mission all the way up through middle school.
Yeah.
But that is going to be takes its own time. We want to do it well with fidelity. Don't want to just rush anything.
Right.
But so far, we have openings that can provide for families with three-year-olds, four-year-olds, and then the foundational piece with that kindergarten, which mm-hmm. has been incredible. But, you know, when we look at how we offer this, we keep our tuition low because we have that partnership with the school, or the school has the partnership with the church. Mm-hmm. But parents have to pay out of pocket. And one of the passions that I have is how do we create school choice for our parents now?
Yeah.
And that would be in the form of scholarships. So a lot of times we hear about school choice in the political realm, and people talk about that and mm-hmm. taxes and all of this stuff. But I have a belief that if the Christian church wraps themselves around Christian families, then we can provide educational choice for students now.
Yeah.
And we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up on April 26th at 5 o'clock, we're having an auction. It's our yearly auction
okay.
to help provide kind of the extra icing on the cake and for the school, and to help provide different options for families.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing the auction. We have some wonderful vendors. We have even the Mavericks have donated a skybox. We have the Salem Capitals tickets. We've had the YMCA. Oh my goodness. We've also had a lot of just local companies, just even True Value, just wanting to step out and to say, hey, we've got and want to support this organization. So
yeah.
I am amazed at the yearly support that they do, but we take that the funding from that, and we can then offer scholarships for families.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to attend that auction, how do they go about that?
Well, if they go to our website, ccssalem.org, or Google Capital Christian School,
mm-hmm.
you'll go to our website, and there'll be a button on there for buying tickets or even donations. If you feel called at heart to donate to this,
yes.
you can donate either cash, or you can actually donate an actual auction item.
Oh, okay.
So we have families that come yearly for this event. We even have, I believe, a Sun River trip.
Oh, wow.
We have a coast trip as well.
Okay.
So it is phenomenal to see the community support that's already there.
Absolutely.
And we're just looking for to help establish new relationships and help people share the same vision and image. So we're here
awesome.
To share our story.
Thank you so much for coming in, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.